感谢神，我们在这个主日清晨啊，我们再一次来思想神的话语。
Thank God, on this Sunday we continue to study the Word of God.
好，我们请弟兄姊妹起立，我们一起来读一处圣经的经文。
Let's stand up and read the scripture on the screen.
好，我们一起来读《使徒行传》的14章22节，《使徒行传》14章22节起，坚固门徒的心，劝他们恒守所信的道，又说我们进入神的国必须经历许多艰难。啊，我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Thank you, give us your word through the Bible.
啊，圣经告诉我们最真实、最诚实的话语，就是我们信靠主耶稣基督的人，我们必定要经历许多的艰难。
And very honestly, word that Bible teaches us for us who trust Jesus Christ, and we will enter many tribulation.
感谢神，借着圣经也给我们宝贵的应许啊！无论我们在世上经历怎样的环境，我们若遵行神的旨意，神就与我们同行。
And we also thank God to give us the very precious promise that on this earth, whenever we do in this world, as us along.Follow the word of God. God will be with us.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，弟兄姊妹，请坐。
Please be seated.
这段时间是奥运会啊，不知道弟兄姊妹喜不喜欢看奥运会？4年才有一次啊，很难得的机会。
I think everyone knows this is the Olympic time, and every four years, this once, many people may watch.The Olympics.
前两天我看一些奥运会的视频啊，那看到有一个视频，哎，觉得挺有意思。
And a couple days ago, I watched some Olympic video, and I saw one of them. I thought it's interesting.
那么就是有一个比赛啊，被淘汰的一个选手，他当然就是被淘汰嘛，啊，心里很不开心。后来记者就采访他。
And basically in a match, that one of them of course defeated and out of the game. So of course he's very unhappy. And the report interviewed
that person. 这个被淘汰的选手就说，哎呀，我不喜欢我那个对手啊，那我一点不尊重他。后来记者就说，哎，那为什么会这样呢？
And the person just said, tell the reporter, I don't like my opponent and I don't like that person.And then the report just asked why.
他说他打球的风格啊，那太拼命了。
And then he basically said that his or her opponent that basically is in the game is too desperate.
然后哎，我听这还是我从来没有人听没有想到运动员会这样说。
And I thought it was interesting because the sportsmen usually don't say that.
我们一个喜欢运动的人，我们都喜欢对手很强，对不对？然后哇 ，what a show， 哎 ，what a game， 就这样。
And in the sports, we always hope that our opponent is very strong, so we can like have a good game and what a show.
但是这个他觉得，哎呀，对方太拼命了，就是 not fun， 没有乐趣啊。
And in this case, that person just said is.The opponent is just too strong or too desperate. It's no fun.
后来哦，就说哦，原来他们有些比较富有的孩子啊，运动啊，他是为了快乐啊，他是为了 fun。他，但是有些当然我们知道，更多的来参加奥运会的运动员，那他们来不是来寻找快乐的，他们是要赢啊。
So I thought, okay, some maybe just into the sport because they come from good family and they just want to have a fun. But a lot of people come to Olympic, they probably is not for fun, but they want to win.
所以在奥林匹克的这样的一个比赛运动当中哈，那你要参加这样的比赛，你会经历很多的艰难。
And of course, If you want to enter Olympic, you really need to go through a lot of, like many tribulation, like the scripture said, almost.
你可能常常会发现，哎，没有什么乐趣啊。
And probably, if you want to enter Olympic and go through a lot of tribulation, you would see actually there's no fun at all.
那上个主日呢，我看见我们有一个弟兄，他的这个小儿子啊，这个眼睛成了一个黑眼圈，熊猫眼。
And then last Sunday, I saw one of a child, teenager or something. His eye actually become bruised.
啊，然后呢，哎，好像这个眉毛这里还有个小伤疤。
And I have a cut in his eye.
啊，然后我就说，哎，我怎么回事啊？怎么搞成这个样子啊？然后他就说，啊，打球被别人撞的，撞成这个样子。
And then I asked, oh, what's happening? And he said, well, just play a game, and it was hit by other people.
啊，他说后来检查下来还好，哎，但是就是一个黑眼圈，这个留个小疤好像。
And of course that everything's okay, and doctor checked everything's okay, but just have this bruised eye. And
然后我就跟这个弟兄就开玩笑，哎呀，我说没关系啊，你以后儿子以后长大指这个疤跟别人吹牛，我也是个有故事的男人呐。
And then I was just joking with the father. I said, hey, I don't worry about it. And when your son grew up, you can show the scar. I said, I am a person with a story.
我小时候，因为我小时候呢，就是有一段时间我是去农村啊读书。
When I was young, for a period of time, I went to a countryside to go to school there.
我当时我去农村读书，跟那些农村孩子在一起读书，我特别心里很自卑。
And when I have this in that school, when I study together with this countryside boy, I'm kind of lack of self-confidence.
嗯，因为我这个城市孩子白白胖胖的，白白净净的，农村孩子哇，一个个黑黝黝的，然后，身上这里一个小疤，那里一个小印子，哇，一副很强健、很有活力的样子。我就像一个白白胖胖的，一个个就很觉得，哎呀，心里很那个。
Because I come from city, so it's like my skin color is much more white and maybe a little fat. And compared to countryside boy, they are very dark and strong. Maybe some little scar on their body looks just very, very strong.
后来我就大夏天的，我就一个人跑出去晒呀，啊，去晒。
So what I do is just in the summer, I just run outside to try to get my tan.
那么，就像你参加运动会，你会受伤。你的对手可能会很强，他们跟你拼命。你去运动，你可能会撞到，你可能会留下疤痕。
Just like in the sports, and you into the sports, your opponent could be very strong, you could be hurt, and like the little boy can be hurt by other people.
你会害怕受伤，你害怕失败，害怕挫折，你就不去了吗？你就放弃了吗？你会这样吗？
Would you just give up because of afraid of being hurt?
今天呢，我发现有一种潮流和文化，人们做任何事情呢，就看这个事情好不好玩，快不快乐啊。
Today I find a trend and the society. A lot of time people into doing some things, they first try to figure out is this fun to doing this.
如果做这个事情啊，一点不快乐，一点不好玩，哎呀，不做，没意思啊。
And if this do these things has nothing, no fun, and then they said this no meaning.
所以甚至很多人就觉得要成为基督徒好像也是一件，哎，我要在这里面要有快乐啊，要让我感觉好啊，就带着这样一个感觉来信耶稣，来成为基督徒。
And even become a Christian, sometimes they become have this type of things associated. They say, I want to become Christian, so I have a fun and I'll be good.
但是如果我们来看圣经的话，圣经的教导完全与这相反。
But if you look at the Bible here today, we read it's completely contradict to what we think in this case.
你要信耶稣，你要成为基督徒，你会经历许多的艰难。你不是来到这里，哦，我每天都要经历快乐，我们要经历 for fun。不是的，你要经历很多的艰难，这是圣经的教导。
And become a Christian, trust in Jesus Christ is not something I'm going to find, but according to the Bible we just read, is you must through many tribulations.
我们一开始所读的这个经文，这是保罗讲给谁听呢？就讲给那些刚刚成为基督徒的人听的。
And the scripture just read is what Paul said to those, the audience is those who just became Christian.
我们今天看到有人刚刚信主，我们跟他说什么？
To today, a lot of times we see people become a Christian. What do we say to them?
我们会常常说，哇，恭喜你，恭喜你，成为神的儿女，上帝祝福你，上帝保守你。
And sometimes we probably will say, congratulations, you become children of God. God bless you and God keep you.
当然，我们这样说有没有错？没有错啊，没有错。成为神的儿女确实是上帝祝福，上帝保守。
Of course, there's nothing wrong to say that. Become a children of God. God bless you and God keep you. That's true.
但圣经说的话我们也不要忘记啊，我们也要提啊。
But also we should not forget what Bible said the other way, and we also need to mention that too.
圣经说，保罗对那些刚刚成为基督徒的人说，要坚固他们的心。要劝他们恒守所信的道，说我们进入神的国，必须经历许多艰难。
The scripture we just read, Paul wanted to strengthen the soul of the disciples. Therefore, he told them, when we enter the kingdom of God, we have to go through a lot of tribulations.
所以你看啊，保罗说这个话不是打击他们的信心，不是要动摇他们的信心，是要坚固他们的信心。
We can see here, Paul tried to say this word. It's not try to destroy their faith, but try to strengthen the soul of the disciples.
这个我们要思想。我们今天常常说，我们要坚固一个人的信心，我们会怎么说啊？
Today, we're gonna kind of think about this. Today, if we think about it, we want to strengthen somebody's faith.What should we say?
有时候我们就会说，哎呀，不要说那些困难啊，不要一开始就讲的那么可怕，那么难。你讲讲好的，是不是？你讲讲这个比较让人感到愉快的事情。哎，那他让那个信心慢慢成长，慢慢成长。我们往往会这样讲：信耶稣好啊，啊，信耶稣上帝保守你啊，啊，信耶稣你可以凡事向神祷告，神会垂听。这是我们往往会说，然后我们就说啊，让他信心一点一点长大，一点一点长大。
Maybe we will start with easy way and don't say so many difficult things. Hey, you believe in Jesus, that's good, you can pray to God, and then maybe their faith will gradually build up.
你像保罗说这么硬的话，有必要给刚信的人一开始就说吗？留到后面讲啊。
But we probably think there's no need for Paul to say such a straightforward statement.Can we just leave such a harsh word later to speak to them?
但是其实我们会看见，不仅使徒保罗是这样，那主耶稣也是这样。
But we can see actually not only Paul speak like this, Jesus is like that too.
圣经从来不把这些好像很难很硬的话放在一个我们不起眼的角落，让你一下子看不到。圣经把它放在很显眼的地方。
Bible never put those harsh sayings in some place that we cannot see or we push aside, but rather put it in a very obvious place so everyone can see it.
而且反复的重复，反复的强调，生怕我们基督徒看不见。
And instead, repeatedly repeat this type of statement just in case we couldn't see it.
大家可以看到屏幕上的经文，我给大家读一下啊。
And we can look at the screen, couple of the Scripture, and I just read it for you.
彼得前书的四章十二节，亲爱的弟兄啊，有火炼的试验临到你们，不要以为奇怪。提摩太后书三章十二节，不但如此，凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的，也都要受逼迫。所以这个经文告诉我们，当我们成了基督徒之后，我们受到了患难，我们经历了逼迫，千万不要觉得奇怪，千万不要觉得大惊小怪。很正常，
所以
一定是这样的。
Teaches us when become a Christian, if in our life we go through tribulation, have a persecution, don't feel this is a strange thing, and this is something must happen.
我以前就碰到一些年轻的基督徒啊，有时候他们碰到一些困难，或者考试没有考好，或者找工作好像没有找好，他们就跑来跟我说，他说：“真是，我没有信耶稣之前，好像挺顺利的。我信了耶稣，怎么还会有这些事情呢？我别人不是跟我说，我信了耶稣，有上帝啊，他来照我吗？这样，那怎么还会碰到这样的事呢？我就碰到有年轻人那时候跑来跟我讲。”
I ran into some young Christian before, and they come to me because they ran into some difficulty in their life, whether in exam or finding job, and they complain that, okay, before I become a Christian, I've seen that everything is smooth, running smooth in my life. Now I've become Christian, why I got all those kind of difficulties?
然后我就说呢，首先啊，我先问问你有没有好好的学习，你有没有努力的去找工作。首先圣经从来没有说信耶稣好像就一帆风顺，圣经没有这样讲。
So usually my response is I don't ask them to whether they study good or they do their best to try to find a job. As a first, the Bible never teaches when you become Christian, everything should go through smoothly.
圣经说的是我们成为基督徒这条路不好走的。
And the Bible does teach us when we become a Christian, this path is difficult.
然后我们也特别注意，圣经从来没有强调啊，只是那些宣教士。啊，只是那些牧师，只是那些传道，他们的路不好走。我们大多数人的信徒啊，不是这样。圣经没有讲这个话，圣经说所有的信徒路都不好走。
And also, Bible didn't say that only those missionaries, pastors, ministers, their path is difficult, and not us. But Bible teaches every one of us the path is difficult.
然后不仅信心之路，通向天国之路是充满艰辛，我们还不能放弃，我们还要努力，还要竭力。
And not only that the path leads to the heaven is difficult, and the Bible not only teaches not difficult, but also teaches we should not give up, but rather instead we should be like strike or violently take it by force.
主耶稣说，从施洗约翰的时候到如今，天国是努力进入的，努力的人就得着了。
Just like Jesus said in 11:12, I just read.
那么我们中文翻译呢，就是努力是非常非常客气的翻译方法，但是原文的意思就是说，这是要用暴力的，要用暴力来夺的。
And Chinese translation for this scripture actually in the word.To try to violent take it by force. Actually, Chinese translations use a word little like moderate. It's not as strong as the original meaning.
那么斯蒂芬呢就把这个我们中文称之为努力其实原文的意思是暴力，斯蒂芬就称为神圣的暴力。
And Spurgeon actually referred to this passage. He said this violent is a holy violent.
就是描述的是一种，你为了要进入神的国，你不顾一切，你就像一个战士，你拼了命的你要进去。
It describes the status is full because you want to enter. You like a soldier, you gave up everything and even your life. You want to enter.
那么今天能够真正走上奥运会赛场的运动员，他们都是付出极大努力的。
If you think about these sports, the sports person who enter the Olympic, they are pretty much like that.
那基督徒呢？要进入神的国，我们要付出更大的努力。
How about Christian? If we want to enter the kingdom of God, then it will be even more we need give.
这条路不好走，但是我们不放弃，而且我们要竭力努力，拼了命的要走这条路。
It's not easy path, but we do not give up.Not only we do not give up, but we violently take it by force.
我曾经看过一本很好的书，书名叫《Not a Fan》，就是不是粉丝。如果直接翻译，不是粉丝。
And I read a book before, and it's a very good book. The name of the book is Not a Fan.
那么他说什么意思呢？他说基督徒啊，要人跟从他是做门徒的，基督徒不要粉丝。基督徒不是大明星，要一帮粉丝跟从他。基督徒对不起，主耶稣要跟从他的人做门徒，主耶稣不是要跟从他的人做粉丝
And that book, the main point of that book is basically saying that Jesus wanted his follower become a disciples, not become a fan.
那么这个书中就说，就是粉丝是一群什么人呢？我也不知道这个正式的粉丝，正式的词叫什么？追星族这样的人，就是他粉丝是一群什么人呢？粉丝就欣赏他们的大明星他们坐在这个沙发这里看着电视，或者坐在运动场上看着他们喜欢的这个体育明星，然后他们加油，他们模仿明星说的话，模仿明星的样子。
So, by definition, fan is like a group of people appreciate their they are star of the game or a movie star, sports star. They're sitting comfortably in the couch and watch their performance, enjoy it.
他们可以模仿他们所喜欢的明星的样子，他们对他明星非常了解啊。
They can imitate their outward appearance. They know their fan. They know their star very well.
他说：“但是你要对这些粉丝说，你别看了，别看了，来来来，下到足球场上真正来打场球吧，真正来比赛吧。”来拼搏吧。
But if you say to those fans, hey, let's stop your watch, just let's get on the field and play like them.
后来他粉丝就哎呀，来不去了，衣服都弄脏了，那摔伤了怎么办
？And the fan probably say, oh, no, I won't do it.
啊，我觉得我前两天看到也是奥运会有一个运动员这次表现很好哈，哎，我觉得我特别关注他，然后发现他从。几岁开始，一直到现在十几年了，他只吃一种食物。
And I watch one athlete in the Olympic, and performing very good. And I just kind of pay a little attention, and then I dig it up, and I find this athlete actually from very young to now, he only eat one kind of food.
就是鸡胸肉和那个西兰花。天天就是这
，only just the chicken breast and broccoli。
十几年来，就是一种食物，就是为了参加奥运会。
And for tens of years, he just want to keep good to enter the Olympic, so he eats this one type of food。
然后我当时看到这个运动员，我说哇，我这个真是运动员的典范，因为他的这个体脂的这种比例啊，一看哇，真的就是。那个健康那种啊，挺好的。我一看，哇，那样吃东西，我算了，我还是当粉丝算了。
And I look at the athlete, and I look at the athlete, and look at shape, and we think it's really because it's a food. But when I look at the food that person is eating, I'm just think, well, I just want to become a fan. I don't want to become that person.
好，当然了，我喜欢一个运动员，或者喜欢谁，这种态度当然都可以。但是耶稣要不要这样的人？耶稣不要这样的人。
Of course, we become a fan of an athlete or a movie star. That's fine. But whether Jesus wants this type of person as his fan?
耶稣不要这些人，仅仅就在那里像粉丝一样的去欣赏他，去崇拜他。耶稣要门徒跟从他。
And Jesus don't want a person like a fan to enjoy him, but Jesus wants people who follow him to become a disciple. Follow him.
耶稣说：“我喝的杯你们要喝，我受的洗你们要受。”
And Jesus said, "The cup I drink, you got to drink it too. The baptism I had, you should have it too."
耶稣说：“若有人要跟从我，就当舍己背起他的十字架来跟从我。”
And Jesus said, "If anyone desires to." Come after me and let deny himself and pick up the cross and follow me.
耶稣在这个世界上走的路是很难很难走的。
And the road that Jesus, journey that Jesus went through on this earth is difficult one to.
耶稣喝的杯是苦杯。
The cup that Jesus drank is a bitter cup.
但是耶稣对那些信号跟从他来说，哎，你们不要只是坐在那看呢、啊。你也来走一走一样的一条路，喝一样的杯。
And so Jesus speak to those who trust him, said, "Do not sit there watching me. Stand up and walk with me the same path."
那么基督徒走向天国的路，信心之路，一定是充满艰辛的。
So Christian, work on the journey towards the heavenly home. It has all those difficulties and tribulations.
那为什么会这样呢？第一条。因为基督徒跟世人不一样。
Well, why is it because of this? Number one, is we're different from the world.
啊，我们一起来看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来读约翰福音的十五章十八到十九节。
Let's read together the scripture on the screen.
约翰福音十五章十八节起，世人若恨你们，你们知道，恨你们以先已经恨我了。你们若属世界，世界必爱属自己的。只因你们不属世界，乃是我从世界中拣选了你们，所以世界就恨你们。所以基督徒在世界上为什么会总是遭遇一些困难挫折呀，来自于别人的呀， 耶稣讲得很清楚，因为你们跟世界不一样，你们不属于世界。
So why Christians always have all those difficulties, tribulations from the other side in the world? Because Jesus made it very clear, because we are not of the world.
今天很多人啊，其实不知不觉当中都走到了一条错误的方向。
Today, a lot of times we don't pay attention. We walk in the wrong direction.
这个方向就是我要成为大家都喜欢的人。
And the direction is I want to become a person that pleases everybody.
然后如果我们看到有一个人好像大家都不喜欢他，我们就说你看你多么惨啊，你混得多么惨，你看没有人喜欢你。
When we see some person that no one likes him or her, and we say your life is just miserable.
我们那很多时候我们那个目标就是我们要成为我走到哪里大家都喜欢我，大家都给我鼓掌，这就成为我们的目标。
So sometimes our life goal become wherever I go, I want people please like me and always give me thumb up.
但是基督徒如果是这样的话，耶稣说那你做不到啊。
And but if a Christian want to like this, and Jesus said no, you can't do it.
因为你不属于世界，世界只爱属他的人呐。
Because you're not of the world, the world only love those of.
那我怎样才能让别人喜欢我呢？那耶稣说，那你做一个属世界的人，人家喜欢你啊。
So according to what Jesus said, if you really wanted the world to love you, then you have to become of the world.
但是基督徒已经属于基督了，已经属天了。
But Christian is of Christ, of heaven.
那么我们来看圣经中的一个例子哈，我给大家来读一下这段经文。
Let's look at an example in the Bible, and I'll just read the scripture for you.
但以理书的三章大家可以看到屏幕上圣经的经文。尼布甲尼撒王造了一个金像，高六十肘，宽六肘，立在巴比伦省杜拉平原。那时传令的大声，呼叫说：各方各国各族的人呐，有令传于你们。你们一定听见角笛、琵琶、琴瑟声和各样乐器的声音，就当服服敬拜尼布甲尼撒王所立的金像。凡不服服敬拜的，必立时丢在烈火的窑中。因此，各方各国各族的人民一听见角笛、琵琶、琴瑟和各样乐器的声音，就都服服敬拜尼布甲尼撒王所立的金像。那么我们会看见巴比伦的王，巴比伦当时是非常非常强盛。巴比伦的王立了一个像，然后下了一条命令，所有人只要听见一锤号，就得向这个像跪拜。
So he says in the kingdom of Babylon, and it's at that time is the greatest kingdom that on earth, and his king actually set up a golden statue and said, and when the trumpet sound, everyone in the nation should be worship the statue.
当时确实是各方各国各族的人一听到这个有号声吹响，就向金像下拜。就当时大家都这样，所有人都这样。
And according to the king's decree that when the trumpet sound, then everyone and will worship the statue.
不这样呢，丢到烈火的窑中。
Because you have to do it. If you don't do that, you will cast in the furnace.
结果呢，但以理的三个朋友就不这样做。不向金像跪拜，结果有人就向这个王就告密了，哇，这三个不像话啊，不向你金像跪拜。
But Daniel and his friend, they didn't do that, so someone just exposed them to the king, said, hey, this silly guy didn't do that.
所以人会呢，这是人性，人不喜欢跟他不一样的。
So we can see this is kind of human nature, people don't like a person, don't like them.
我们都跪，你为什么不跪
？We all worship that statue. Why you guys don't do it?
不，你跟我们一样都跪下来。
If you do it like us, you should do it like us.
今天世界上有很多的声音让我们跪，很多人就跪了。
And today in this world, there's so many voices ask us to worship certain things, and a lot of us as we did.
那我们都是我们都跪了呀。我们都跪了，他凭什么不跪啊
？Because everyone said we all worship, we all kneel down. Why don't you do that?
这个王是的呀，王就把这三个年轻人抓过来，你们凭什么不跪啊
So the king catch the man, king called the man and asked why you do not worship, kneel down to worship.
我把接下来的经文给大家读一下哈。大以理书三章十四到十八节，大家可以看到屏幕上的经文。
And I see what happened. I will continue. The scripture tells what happened following.
尼布甲尼撒问他们说，撒达拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥，你们不侍奉我的神，也不敬拜我所立的金像，是故意的吗？你们再听见角笛、琵琶、琴瑟声和各样乐器的声音，若服服敬拜我所造的像，却还可以；若不敬拜，必立时扔到烈火的窑中。有何神能救你们脱离我手呢？其实我们看到这个王啊，还是蛮仁慈的，是不是
？So if we look at this king, actually this king is kind.
为什么呢？多给你们一次机会啊。
Because he gave them one more opportunity, one more chance.
有错就改，既往不咎。
And just correct your error, and I won't come.
其实这个王啊，他违背了他自己前面说的话，因为他自己前面说，你只要不跪，就丢到火里烧了。
If you think about that, king actually, according to his decree, is that he actually, what he's doing is against his decree, because his decree said.As long as you don't worship, and it immediately will be cast in the furnace.
主要不是说你还有二次机会，没有。
And the decree doesn't say you should have a second chance.
但这个王这个时候其实是让步了，其实是让步了。他说：“哎呀，我说的话我可以改，我前面说的秘密，哎，我改，我再给你们一次机会，好不好？”
So actually, King actually in this case he actually kind of take a step back.
但是结果，这大义里三个年轻人怎么说呢？撒达拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥对王说：“你不讲你傻啊！这件事我们不必回答你。即便如此，我们所侍奉的神必将我们从烈火的窑中救出来。主啊，王啊，他也必救我们脱离你的手。即或不然，王啊，你当知道，我们绝不侍奉你的神，也不敬拜你所立的金像。”所以这就是基督徒的信心，是极或不然的信心。
And so what happened is that Daniel and his friend answered the king, and last, so even if not, that's the face of a Christian, even if not.
那么这个年轻人就说：“你不要说再给我第二次机会了，你给我一万次机会，我都不会打你这件事情。那不可能跪拜你所立的像的。”
So basically, those young men told the king, said, don't even mention a second chance. Even if you gave me 10,000 chance, I will still do the same. I will never kneel down to worship the statue.
我所敬拜的神会救我，但是我所敬拜的神就是不救我，那我也不可能跪拜你所立的像啊。
He said, the God I'm a worshiper will save me. Even if not, I'm not worship that statue.
其实这三个年轻人呢，当然啊，说出了他们不跪拜的理由。但是如果我们用一句话来总结，就是说我跟你不一样。
Of course, this three young men basically said I'm different from you guys.
我们今天很怕说我跟别人不一样。
Today we are very afraid of saying that I'm different from yours.
但是作为基督徒没有选择呀。
But as a Christian, we don't have a choice.
我们就是跟世人就不一样啊。
We are not.The same as the world.
我们躲，我们藏，我们就像灯不放在灯台上，我们藏在斗底下，藏不住啊。
We can hide, we can escape, we can skip, but we can put the lamp under the table, but we cannot hide actually.
就是不一样。
We're different.
那么，我以前在我们教会啊，很多年在我们教会，就是有一个姊妹，她是做会计的，她是非常好的这个会计、财务工作者。
And before my church, I have a sister, she her work as an accountant.
然后呢，有一天她的老板呢，就让她去做假账，做两本账，一本真的，一本假的。
And one time, her boss basically asked her to do a fake accounting.
后来这个姊妹就说，那就她说那我不行，我基督徒，是就说是，不是就说不是。
And the sister told her boss, said, "No, I'm a Christian. I cannot do that. Yes is yes, no is no."
后来老板就说，好，那你就不要当会计了，你去看仓库吧。
And then friend of us said, well, if that's the case, you got to give up your current job and go to a storage room to do labor work.
And
then she went to the storage room, just take that job.
后来他那个同事就说：“你怎么这么傻呀？你这大家都这样，这个行业都这样，你怎么就这么傻呀？”
And her colleague basically speak to her at that time, "Why are you so silly? This whole profession right now it's acting like this in this country."
但这个怎么说？那我不行，我是基督徒啊，我不一样啊。
And but this sister basically now I can because I'm a Christian.
我们都知道，非常年轻的约瑟很小的时候就卖到埃及当奴隶去了。
And we know in the Bible Joseph actually was sold to Egypt when he was very young.
少年人的时候就被卖去当奴隶，结果他的这个主人的妻子呢就要跟他同房，结果约瑟就抗拒，他说我不能做这个事情呢。
And when he sold to the Egyptian slavery, and his master's wife wanted to do an adultery with him, but he said, "No, I can't do that."
当时的埃及贵族，他们的生活是非常败坏糜烂的，这在他们那不是什么新鲜事啊。
At that time in Egypt, those noble family, those people are very corrupt, live a very corrupt life. It's not big deal.
但是约瑟就不一样，他说：“那我不能犯罪得罪神的。”
But Joseph said, "No, I'm different. I cannot do that."
啊，那约瑟他说他迥然不同，是圣经对他的评价。约瑟从来没有强调，约瑟只是说我不能犯罪得罪神啊。
Okay, just correct. And Joseph is Bible said Joseph is different from he didn't himself say that.
那么结果他被丢到监狱里去了，就关到监狱里去了，没有做出任何事，然后关到监狱里去了。
Well, because of this, he was put in the prison. Because he hasn't done anything wrong, but because of this, he was in the prison.
约瑟一生经历了很多坎坷和痛苦，其实一个简单的原因就是他不一样啊，迥然不同。
Joseph's life and it goes through lots of difficult and tribulation and for a very simple reason is that he is different.
所以我们今天一开始所读的经文就是让我们进神的国啊，必定历尽许多的艰辛啊。为什么会呢？因为基督徒跟世人不一样。
So the scripture we just read in the very beginning of this today is that into the kingdom of God we have to go through many tribulation. Why? Because Christians are different.
那么第二个原因呢，就是上帝要管教我们。
And the second reason is that we go through the difficult tribulation is that God will chasten us or discipline us.
上帝怎么管教我们呢？很多的时候是用困难、用挫折、用艰辛来管教。那么管教这个词在圣经原文里其实是一种磨练啊，就是很劲的那种磨练。
So God will chasten us, discipline us, and discipline chasing in the original Bible verse is that word. It's just like through the trouble, difficult, and mold us, that type of meaning.
好，我们一起看到屏幕上的经文，我们一起来读希伯来书的十二章啊，这几节经文。
Let's look at the scripture on the screen.
好，我们一起来读希伯来书十二章六节起。因为主所爱的，他必管教，又鞭打凡收纳的儿子。管教原是众子所共受的。你们若不受管教，就是狮子，不是儿子了。生身的父都是暂时期间管教我们，唯有万灵的父管教我们，是要我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。就是说呢，上帝要管教我们，而且这个管教是鞭打呀，用这种方式要管教我们，而且是越管教越说明什么？我们真的是神的儿子。
And the scripture we just read is God will chasten us, and this is a very kind of tough method. And I also said if God don't do that, then we are not the sons.
那么就是十多年前啊。那时候有一次我们一家人出远门，我就开车啊，开好久好久，然后开着开着呢，我那个女儿大概只有五六岁啊，她突然讲一句话，坐到后座。
And many years ago, we have a family trip and drive a long way. And on the way, that my daughter at that time was kind of 5 or 6 years old, and she asked us. She said this.
她说：“哎呀，爸爸，她说我们现在是不是要上天堂了？我们是不是要回天家了？”
And she said, "Hey, Daddy, is this time we're going to go to heaven?"
我就愣了，我也不知道怎么说、啊。没想到这么早就要回上天堂啊，我们不知道怎么说。
And I just suddenly kind of don't know how to answer that question.
然后就是我女儿她自己就说了。他说：“哎呀，我们现在还不能上天堂，不能回天家，我们还有很多功课没做完。”
And she followed up. She said, "Now we cannot go to heaven right now because we have a lot of lessons hasn't learned yet."
我们基督徒在地上有很多的功课，上帝对我们有很多的训练课程，你还没有，我们没有做完呢。
Yes, we do have a lot of lessons as a Christian on this earth, and God has a lot of training program on us. We haven't taken it yet.
上帝要训练我们，要管教我们，要磨练我们，要怎么样使我们在他的圣洁上有份。
God will train us, discipline us, mold us, and for what is that we can be a partaker of His holiness.
我们常常以前唱的一首赞美诗歌，里面有一句歌词就是神要让我们有一天呐、配居天府。
And we have seen a hymn, and in that hymn there is one verse said, God want to mold us in a way such that one day we are worthy of the heavenly home.
所以呢，神爱我们，神就一定管教我们。那怎么管教呢？有的时候会让我们经历患难挫折，甚至在我们看来是一种鞭打的方式。但是越是经历这些，越表示神真把我们当儿子。
So God loves us, so God trained us, disciplined us, and mold us sometimes even with very difficult things. But more we have this, more shows we are the children of God.
所以有时候啊，当我们信主的过程中啊，我们经历一些事情，我们心里不舒服啊，甚至你有时候觉得什么时候不舒服，这个时候啊，你真的要思想神，这不并不表示神不喜欢我，这可能正正表示神爱我。
So in your life, Christian life, when we go through some tribulation, difficulty, I feel so discomfort, so sad, or something, you gotta meditate. It doesn't mean God do not love us. Maybe on the contrary, it shows God loves you.
我们教会这段时间每周五晚上，我们查经聚会呢，我们在查撒母耳记上，我们现在看到大卫的生平。
And church's Friday Bible study right now, we are studying the book of First Samuel, and we talk about the baby's experience.
我们看见大卫十几岁的时候就被先知就高利就做了以色列的王啊，十几岁就杀死了巨人了。
And we can see David when he was very young man, about teenagers, and he was all.Anointed by the prophet as the king of king of Israel, and he killed the Goliath, the giant.
然后呢，以色列人哇，非常的喜欢崇拜大卫。然后大卫那个时候到达一个高顶峰，成为那个以色列军队的统帅啊。那时候很年轻。
And David, that Israelites like him a lot, and he almost reaches a peak, become a general of the Israel army.
但在接下来长达十几年的时间，大卫却受到逼迫迫害，四处流亡。
And but following like years, tens of years, and he was persecuted and he was running around and chastened.
我们就看见一个年轻人啊，真的这个年纪就经历这么人生的大起大落、挫折。这是上帝在训练大卫，上帝在磨练大卫。
And we can see this young man in this very young age, he goes through the ups, such a big ups and downs, and we can see that's how God used this to train him.
所以我们在上帝对大卫的训练课程当中，我们可以看到三个特点。
And so we can see actually 3 points from the training program that God puts on David.
第一个就是上帝不会告诉你下一课你要上什么课，简单的说上帝不会把你将要遇到的 灾难先告诉你，不会的。
And on the first, God didn't tell David what the next lesson would be. Or put it simply, really, God will not tell you what will you run into in the future.
第二呢，就是上帝的训练或者是塑造一生之久。
And second, we can see that God's training program is a lifelong training program.
那么上帝对我们的塑造和训练的结果是什么呢？人得到永生的益处，神得到荣耀。
And finally, the purpose of a God's training program is that man, or us, got eternal benefit, and God got His glory.
所以大卫在这一个艰辛的人生之路上，大卫学到了一些什么东西呢？第一个，他学到了无论在怎样的环境当中，他看见神的爱。
So the lesson that David goes through and what we learn, he learned is no matter what situation, always see the love of God.
就是有人讲过一句话非常好，就是永远不要根据你的环境或者根据你的处境来解释上帝的爱，要用上帝的爱来解释你所处的环境。
Someone has gave this saying. I thought it's very good. Never use the surrounding or your situation to explain the love of God. Rather, use the love of God to explain the surrounding the situation you run into.
大卫学会了无论在怎样的人生境遇当中看见神的爱。第二，学会了顺服神。
And firstly, he learned the lesson of receiving the love of God, no matter in what situation. Second lesson he learned is to submit himself to God.
第三，学会了忍耐等候。
And third, he learned the lesson of be patient and wait.
最后，他学会了以善胜恶。
And the fourth last, he learned that overcome evil with good.
所以基督徒的人生为什么一定要经历艰辛呢？第一个，我们跟世人不一样，我们不属世界了。
So why Christian life has to go through many tribulation? Number one, because we are not of the world.
第二个呢，上帝要塑造我们。
Number two, God will train us and discipline us.
那么很多人都会做自己的人生规划哈。
A lot of people we have our life planning.
那么当我们做规划做计划就是做人生规划的时候，我们往往用一个工具。
And when we do our life planning, we should have a tool.
这是一个表格叫盈亏表。
That you can call a balance book.
那么这个表格这一半呢，就是说我要投入多少，这一半就是我会收获多少。
And the balance book has two columns. One is investment, the other is gain.
跟从主耶稣的这条路，其实主耶稣鼓励我们早早的计算一下代价，早早的列一个盈亏表，你自己算一算。
And Jesus actually encouraged us for those who try to follow him. He said that make sure you have your balance book.
我们看见保罗劝那些刚信主的基督徒，就说天国之路是充满艰辛的。
And when Paul encouraged those young Christians with the word that you should enter many tribulations when you enter the kingdom of heaven.
保罗在成为基督徒之前，保罗在这个世界上是大好前程呐。
Before you become a Christian, Paul, you can consider a great person and has a great future in the world.
接着保罗成为基督徒之后呢，那真的就是充满了艰辛呐。
And then when he became a Christian, then yes, his life is full of tribulation.
那保罗怎么这么傻呢？他以前在这个世界上，那是前途非常非常好，光明成功的。但是他成为基督徒，结果在这个世界上却遭遇那么多的艰辛患难，他难道没有算一下吗？
So why Paul became such a fool that gave up all his so great future in the world and become a Christian and run into all those tribulations? He didn't. His life plan doesn't have this balance book.
其实他算过了。
And he actually has it. He counted.
保罗说在腓立比书的3:7-8，只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，我要得着基督。
Yes, he counted. He said, but the things that were gained to me, this I have counted loss for Christ, yet in me I also count all things loss for excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ, my Lord, from whom I have suffered loss of all things and count them as rubbish, then I may gain Christ.
就是保罗成为基督徒之前，他怎么做他的人生规划呢？就是哎呀，这边表格的这边，我投入多少，收获多少，投入多少，收获多少，他这样做他的人生规划。
So Paul become a Christian, before become Christian, he has his balance book. What invested, what I gain.
然后成为基督徒之后，哇，我说，投入或者舍弃的这边列满了，收获的就一个。
And but after he become a Christian, his balance book changed. Investment listed, but gain is only one.
这一个就够了。
And that's one is enough.
这一边你写满了，你写千千万，我这一个就够了。
You can put so many things on one column investment, but gain are only one of one.
基督
，Christ，
在基督有永生之道。
In Christ, there is a way of eternity.
拿什么跟基督比呢
？In what things we can compare with Christ?
拿什么跟永生之道比呢
？In anything we can compare with the way of eternity.
所以保罗他一次就算清楚了，一次就想明白了。所以从此以后，保罗的人生之路。是充满艰辛，但是从另一个角度来说，对保罗来说好简单呐、啊！我选择题只做一次，我接下来不用做了。
So for Paul, it's after become Christian, he one time made a clear computation, and it becomes so simple. Even when he goes through all these tribulation things, but I only have one choice. It becomes simple.
那有些人就会说，哇，那我付出那么多，投入那么多，万一没有收获怎么办呢？
And some people are always wondering if I invest so many, but in the end, if I don't have a gain, then what?
啊，我以前有这样的一个经历哈。啊，其实我以前啊读书的时候也都没有太认真读书，我经常参加一些课外的一些活动啊、比赛什么的。
And I have this experience when I was in the school, and I really didn't do a lot of study. I kind of participate a lot of competition, match.
结果在大学最后一年呢，就是这个比赛呢，他又来找我，就是你还是来吧，还是来吧，哎。
And in the last year of my college, and people kind of find looking for me, said that well, there's one game, competition. I wanted me to participate.
后来我就说，哎呀，算了算了，那去那么多次了，别去了，别去了，最后一年了，我也很多事情要忙哈。
And I said, well, I have a lot of things to be busy of, and this, I have participated in this game so many times, this time I don't want to go.
后来这个组织者一直就找到我的寝室，就是你必须得来啊，我说我不去有什么，那有没有什么关系，你一定要来，不来不行。
And then the organizer come to my door and then just push me and say, you have to come. Yeah, and I said, well, what's wrong? If I don't go, what's the difference?
他说我们这个第一名的这个奖杯都买好了，你的名字都写上去了，课上就改不了了。你不来，我们就浪费给谁呀、
啊、？And he said, "Well, you have to come because the first place trophy you already bought and put your name on it. So if you don't come, to whom will give this trophy?"
我去了没有呢
？Do you think I win or not?
你这还要想，肯定要去啊，对不对
？Of course I will.
那我还有没有努力的准备比赛呢？反正那个第一名奖杯名字在上面，那给不了别人了，我还要不要努力准备呢
？Do you think I can work hard to prepare this match?
我最努力那一次，那次是我最认真努力准备的一次比赛，因为那个奖杯是我的。
Yes, I will spend so many days, the same game I play so many times, but this time is I prepare with my utmost effort, because I know there is a trophy for me.
我们信靠主耶稣基督的人不是偶然，是上帝在创世以前就拣选了我们了。
And all those of us become Christian, it's not because of by some chance or accident, because God chose us before the creation.
我们信靠主耶稣基督的人，我们的名字就已经在生命册上了。
For those of us who trust Jesus Christ, our name is already on the book of life.
使徒保罗说，在天上有冠冕为他存留了，上帝都为使徒保罗预备好了。
Paul said that there is a crown saved for me. God has prepared for him.
所以保罗说，我要向着标杆直跑，因为那里有神为我所预备的冠冕。
So Paul said, I have run to the goalpost because there is a crown that God prepared for me.
这就是福音，这就是应许。
And that's a gospel. That's a promise.
所以我们不要说啊，我信靠耶稣的这条路充满了艰辛，我要努力，最后会不会一场空？不会一场空。
So we want to remember, yes, I become Christian. Yes, I go through all those tribulation. But we don't need wondering. In the end, it's all empty. No, it's not empty.
耶稣基督用他宝血所赎买回来的人，一个都不会失落。
And Jesus said, "Who purchased by His blood, none of them were lost."
我们的名字已经在生命册上，我们的创世以前，上帝就已经拣选了我们。
Our name is on the book of life before the creation. God chose us.
所以这一切不是让我们去懒惰，这一切不是让我们去逃避，这一切让我们更加的努力，更加的奋斗，因为那里有冠冕为我存留。
So all this is not make us lazy, not make us lie down, but rather make us be pushed forward, do our utmost, because there is a crown.
So it's all for me. 使徒保罗常常用体育比赛来形容基督徒的人生。使徒保罗说，我打拳不是打空气，我跑不是没方向，我有目标，我有我的对象，而且是确定的。
So Paul always used sports to represent the Christian life. He said, I'm fighting, it's not like there is no goal. I'm running, it's not like without goalpost.
因为有基督在天上为我们预备地方，我们的名字已经在生命册上，我们说只是要走完这条人生的旅程。
Because we have Christ to prepare place for us in the heaven. Our name is on the book of life. So what we need to do is walk, complete the course of a Christian life.
好，我们大家一起起立，我们一起来读几处圣经的经文。那么如果你不太舒服呢，也可以坐着哈。
Let's stand up to read the Christian some scriptures closing. If you're not comfortable, please be seated there.
啊，我们一起来读提摩太后书的一章十二节起。为这缘故，我也受这些苦难，然而我不以为耻，因为知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保全我所交付他的，直到那日。这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣所以得着我的。弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面招我来得的奖赏。好，我们再一起来读提摩太后书的四章七到八节。那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了，从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。好，我们起来做个祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你借着圣经把你最真实的话语赐给我们。
Thank you, give us the Bible, teach us the most truth to us.
在上帝没有虚谎。
There is no falsehood in God.
上帝告诉我们，凡是信靠主耶稣做神的儿女的人，在这个世上要经历艰辛。
Bible teaches us all the children of God will go through tribulation in this world.
因为我们已经不属这世界，因为神要在我们的人生旅程当中，在我们身上有美妙美好的训练计划。
Because God also in my life during the work have a beautiful training and planning for us.
感谢神，神也知道我们的软弱，神也知道啊我们的脆弱，神就赐下圣灵，借着神的道，让我们的生命能够得到重生。
And thank God that God knows that we are weak and fragile, and so He gave His word. So in His word we have the strength and have the life.
感谢神，因为神加添我们的信心和力量，让我们靠着那主靠着圣灵，我们在凡事上面，我们都能够归荣耀给神。
Thank God, and God added us strength and faith, and by the Holy Spirit, we can in everything do give the glory to God.
保守我们每一个人啊，在这末世的时候。不跌倒，不失脚，不染上瑕疵，有一天可以欢欢喜喜地来到主耶稣基督面前。主耶稣称赞我们是忠心良善的仆人。
And keep us in the end of this age, we're not falling and stumbling, and we walk our journey. One day we come to the presence of God.
神所爱的，神就爱到底；主耶稣宝血所赎买的，主耶稣就一个都不失落。我们感谢主，赞美主。
God love to the end, purchased by Jesus Christ, no one will be lost. We give thanks.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a power in Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，弟兄姊妹，请坐。
Please be seated.